Good evening. I'd like to welcome you to the Kendall County Board's adjourned June meeting for Tuesday, September 2nd, 2025 at 6 p.m. Please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
If you remain standing, I'd ask Member Rodriguez to give a quick invocation.
All right, thank you. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much for this day, Father. I pray for this committee, Father. I pray for our community. I pray for all employees of Kendall County, Lord. And just be with us today as we have this meeting, and let it be a blessed week. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Thank you. Could I have a roll call, please?
Mr. Backman? Mr. DeBolt?
He will not be here.
Ms. Flowers?
Present.
Mr. Gangler?
Here.
Mr. Kellogg?
Yes.
Mr. Kokel?
He will be here soon.
Mr. Peterson?
Present.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Here.
Ms. Shanley?
She will not be here.
Mr. Wormley?
Here.
Thank you. With the quorum present, could I get a motion to approve the agenda?
So moved.
Second.
Rodriguez and Gangler, all in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. We have an agenda. No special recognition that I'm aware of this evening. Public comment, if you have a comment for the county board, please come forward. You'll have 5 minutes to speak. Seeing none, I will move on to consent agenda. I will be reading the consent agenda in its entirety. At the conclusion, if any members have an item they need removed, please indicate. There's no voting for removing. It is a simple request and it will be removed. Letter A, approval of county board minutes from August 5th, 2025. Letter B, approval of committee minutes. Letter C, approval of claims, the amount of $1,373,369.70 from August 31st, 2025. Approval of Chicago HIDTA/NARCINT/Domestic Highway Enforcement Initiative Administrative Assistant Contract with Kendall County as the fiduciary agent effective October 15th, 2025 through October 14th, 2027 in the annual amount of $76,095. Approval of Chicago HIDTA Janitorial Contract with Kendall County as the fiduciary agent effective October 1st, 2025 through September 30th, 2029 in the amount of $5,550. Letter F, approval of service agreement between Kendall County and Fox Township for the provision of demand response transportation. Letter G, approval of service agreement between Kendall County and Lisbon Township for the provision of demand response transportation. Member Kokel has entered the meeting. Are there any items that you would like to have removed from consent agenda?
The member Kokel in the meeting
should be removed. That should not be on the consent, okay. Any of the letters A through G? If not, could I get a motion to approve consent agenda? Anybody?
Bueller? Second.
Thank you, Peterson and Gangler, for a second. Roll call on the consent agenda.
Ms. Flowers?
Aye.
Mr. Gangler?
Yes.
Mr. Kellogg?
Yes.
Mr. Kokel?
Yes.
Mr. Peterson?
Aye.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mr. Wormley?
Yes.
Motion carries 7-0. I do not have any new business. Understanding committee reports, finance and budget. Go ahead.
Do you want me to take it?
Yeah, right. go for it.
This is item I under, or one under A, authorization of a Kendall County board member's travel to UCCI Washington DC trip in an amount not to exceed $3,000. Is there a motion?
So
motion made by Rodriguez. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Flowers. Just real quick here, this $3,000 is fully reimbursed by UCCI. And any one of us board members could apply to go to this Washington DC trip through UCCI. From my understanding, there's only one that applied to go. So, but this is just to allow for UCCI to reimburse the county for the travel. Ms. Burns, you want to add anything to that?
No, county board members' travel authorization just requires board approval, so this is that step. This is reimbursed, as you mentioned, by UCCI.
And we don't have a travel budget necessarily for any members, so this would be paid for and then reimbursed directly, so.
From UCCI?
Yeah.
All in favor?
And we've done this in the past.
In the past, yeah.
Yeah.
This is how it's been going for many, many years. Yep. Okay.
Yeah, we do the summer conferences typically more,
yeah,
more well attended because it's local, but this one is in DC, so.
Okay.
And oftentimes, like you're right, Liz, with the summer ones as well too, it's in Illinois. So they oftentimes at the last minute either reimburse like the hotel stay completely,
mm,
and also the travel on occasion. So I guess it's kind of up to the UCCI. I feel like they kind of do it last minute. But this was a little bit more planned, you know, as far as this trip was concerned and the reimbursement.
Okay. Thank you.
I guess all in favor?
Roll call.
Oh, sorry, roll call, yeah. Money.
I'll take it.
Mr. Gangler?
Yes.
Mr. Kellogg?
Yes.
Mr. Kokel?
Yes.
Mr. Peterson?
Aye.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mr. Wormley?
Yes.
Ms. Flowers?
Aye.
Motion carries. Thank you, Mr. Gangler. No special committee reports I'm aware of. Liaison reports. I do not have any other business or chairman's report. This time we'll have another opportunity for public comment. If anybody wants to come forward and speak about county business, you'll have 5 minutes. Seeing none, questions from the press? Number 18 is executive session. We do have a need for executive session.
For number one, the employment, compensation, discipline, performance, or dismissal of specific employees, specific individuals who serve as independent contractors in a park, recreational, or educational setting. And number 11, litigation when an action against, affecting, or on behalf of a particular public body has been filed and is pending before a court or administrative tribunal, or when the public body finds that an action is probable or imminent.
I have a motion to that.
So move.
Kokel and Flowers. Can I get a roll call for executive session?
Mr. Kellogg?
Yes.
Mr. Kokel?
Yes.
Mr. Peterson?
Aye.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mr. Wormley?
Yes.
Ms. Flowers?
Aye.
Mr. Gangler?
Yes.
All right. We're going to adjourn to executive session. Upon return, the only business we will attend to is adjournment. The Forest Preserve meeting will be following ours. All right, we are back in regular session. It is 6:50 p.m. All members that exited for executive session are here except for Rodriguez. Is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Peterson and Flowers, all in favor of adjournment as Mr. Rodriguez reenters the room, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. The county board meeting is adjourned. Forest Preserve meeting will start.